Friends, one of the fastest ways to raise your anxiety level in these days is simply to sit at home and watch the news all day. Of course, we need to access the news in order to be responsibly informed about what is happening around us. It's a way to know what is open and what is closed, and the sort of practical information we need to make prudent decisions. But if we spend all our time just soaking in the 24-hour news channels and the advice posts to social media, our anxiety levels are sure to rise. And of course, it is so easy to become fixated on COVID-19 and all its real and imagined implications. Resist the temptation to read just one more Twitter post or listen to just one more news clip. It can easily become your nemesis. While the world around us is going through a painful and confusing season, we need to maintain a healthy balance in our lives. We need to stay in touch with others, not primarily to talk about the threat that surrounds us, but just to chat about ordinary things. Share news about having seen a robin in your backyard, having read a good book recently, or share memories of some pleasant experiences that you have had. Lift one another up, not pull one another down. When the world seems overwhelming, turn off the world for a while and pray. Put those cares and anxieties in God's hands and ask for peace. Paul, in writing to his fellow believers in Philippi, offered some wonderful advice for days such as these. His thoughts are very effectively conveyed in the contemporary translation of Paul's letter made by Eugene Peterson and published under the title The Message. Peterson translates Paul's advice in Philippians chapter 4 this way. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. This is wonderful advice and encouragement for days such as these.